From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Scott Pruitt, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, is under fire on multiple fronts inside and outside government. Environmental activists are up in arms about the EPA's rollback of President Obama's fuel efficiency standards for vehicles. Pruitt is, of course, doing President Donald Trump's bidding in that regard. But polls show that a majority of Americans approve of greater fuel efficiency standards. Pruitt is also provoking the president's ire, however, for the bad publicity that he has garnered over several ethics entanglements. Several recent revelations strongly suggest he is doing the bidding of energy companies through a major lobbyist named Stephen Hart, who works for the firm Williams & Jensen. And Pruitt has been found to be wasting taxpayer money on a 24/7 security detail for personal trips to Disneyland and sporting events. He also reportedly gave two of his favorite aides massive raises over White House objections. And finally, CNN reported this week that Pruitt has revoked the authority of regional experts to oversee enforcement of the Clean Water Act. According to the Sierra Club, this now means that, quote, Pruitt can arbitrarily designate areas as inside or outside the Clean Water Act's jurisdiction and deny any science or community input. Well, Adam Beitman is my guest. He is the Deputy National Press Secretary at the Sierra Club, covering federal policy, politics, and international issues. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Hi, thanks for having me, Sonali.
So much to cover here. Let's start with maybe we'll focus on the environmental issues first, which don't come as any surprise, right? When Scott Pruitt was first named head of the EPA, he was coming to it as Attorney General of Oklahoma, a position that he occupied as someone who sued the EPA on multiple occasions. He came and, you know, he was picked because he was there to undermine the EPA. So we shouldn't be surprised. And on the issue of fuel efficiency, he is doing President Trump's bidding. What are these fuel efficiency standards that Obama had put into place, and what does the rolling back of these standards mean?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. Scott Pruitt, we've known from the very beginning, is really someone who works on behalf of the fossil fuel industry and no one else. He's looking out for the interest of corporate polluters and not of the American people, and certainly not of anyone else living in this country. So, you know, when he was in Oklahoma, Scott Pruitt eliminated, as the attorney general, his own environmental enforcement unit. And what we've seen now under Donald Trump is that he's doing the same thing. He's getting rid of protections that safeguard our health and our communities. And what he did this week is start a process to walk back fuel efficiency standards, which are really critical in the fight against climate change and in the in terms of air quality in this country, because the transportation sector is now actually the largest sector for CO2 emissions and airborne pollutants. And by walking these standards back, by undermining these safeguards, what he's really doing is helping out corporate polluters' bottom line, while at the same time putting a tax on families across the country who are going to pay more in gas with less efficient vehicles down the road, and who are in fact subsidizing the pollution that's impacting their very communities.
I want to actually play a short video. This is a press conference on Wednesday that was held by the EPA. Scott Pruitt was introduced by an industry representative, which just sort of goes to show who's bidding. He's actually doing. You don't see representatives of the public, of consumers, of people interested in fuel efficiency. You saw the person who heads an industry trade association representing vehicle manufacturers. Here is that video.
I'm Peter Welch. I'm the president of the National Automobile Dealers Association. We're a national trade association that represents America's nearly 19,000 franchise new car and truck dealers. I'm pleased today to introduce the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, who was confirmed just last year as the 14th administrator of the EPA. And since then, he's been very busy. He's spearheaded over 24 significant regulatory reforms, worth over $1 billion in savings his first year here at EPA. And all told, issued more deregulatory actions than any other federal agency under the Trump administration.
As you know, I'm here to announce that those standards that were set, that we are obligated to evaluate, I am determining that those standards are inappropriate and should be revised.
And that's the head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, saying that he is determining that the standards put in place by the Obama administration for fuel efficiency should be revised. Before that, Peter Welch, who represents a trade association of car dealerships, was very proudly, Adam was very proudly boasting about how Scott Pruitt has rolled back more regulatory policies than anybody else in the Trump administration. They don't even try to hide who it is they, as in Scott Pruitt and his ilk, are beholden to.
That's absolutely right. Scott Pruitt is doing the bidding of industry and of no one else. And it's really deeply unfortunate that it's come to this. You know, fortunately, there's been an increased focus on Pruitt over the past week or so because of all of these scandals surrounding him. And so there's a much brighter light being shined on the fact that he's doing so much for corporate interests and for corporate polluters. You know, the truth about the fuel economy standards is that the EPA went through an extensive and rigorous scientific process to develop these targets. And, you know, less than a year ago, they released a final determination that the 2025 standards are achievable. You know, Pruitt went to industry. Industry went to Pruitt. At this point, it's hard to distinguish between the two. And they're just looking to save a few bucks on everyone else's back. Nothing has happened in the last 10 months to change the fact that these are appropriate standards. They're achievable and going to save a lot of money.
I mean, these are greenhouse gas emissions standards. This is, you know, green. We're talking about regulating greenhouse gases, like greenhouse gas. Physics says a greenhouse gas warms the atmosphere. And what Pruitt is basically saying is that this is going to be better for consumers. But polls show that consumers are in favor, Americans are in favor of higher fuel efficiency standards for cars. Why wouldn't they be? Even if they didn't care about the environment, which we know is not true, they care about the bottom line. It costs more money if to fill your car with more fuel if your car uses it less efficiently.
That's exactly right. You know, the average household in this country spends about $1,500 a year on gasoline. And if the price of gas spikes, that figure multiplies. So, you know, we're talking about a lot of money being saved by more fuel efficient cars, even for people who are not necessarily concerned about the climate crisis, which they should be.
And didn't President Obama put these standards into place sort of with the industry on board as well? It's not as though Obama was some radical who decided that people's health and the planet's health was far more important than the profits of car manufacturers. He actually worked with car manufacturers to put these standards in place.
Yeah, they worked very closely with the industry to make sure that these were achievable and realistic targets that were also backed by science and what needed to be done and what could be done. It did have industry support at that time. But of course, you know, Trump has signaled that under him and Scott Pruitt, they're willing to walk back virtually any type of safeguard, any type of protection against pollution. And so industries are taking advantage of that opportunity now.
Let's talk about the Clean Water Act, which is the next sort of environmental issue. Scott Pruitt doesn't seem to care about our clean air from these fuel efficiency standards and not about clean water either. What exactly has he done? CNN reported that he has revoked the authority of regional experts to enforce the Clean Water Act. Basically, it sounds like he is claiming this power for himself, just as he announced in the clip we played earlier that he has decided the fuel efficiency standards are not good enough. It seems as though now he's going to decide when and where the Clean Water Act should be enforced.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two things going on here. On the one hand, it's another effort by Scott Pruitt and by this administration to undermine the Clean Air and the Clean Water Act, which is something that they've done in a variety of ways, most notably on the water side by undermining the Clean Water Rule, which is a rule that was developed to protect various waterways in this country from pollutants and pesticides and things of that nature. The other thing going on here is Scott Pruitt trying to grab as much power as he can and take decision making away from the local career staff of the EPA, who are the experts in this area, and make everything a political decision that's centralized in his own office, which frankly is part of a trend that when we start talking about the corruption stuff in a minute, you see is not working out very well for him, because he's so obviously corrupt, and by centralizing these decisions is just making that much clearer. You know, he's trying to block the career staff from enforcing environmental protections by centralizing it and making it politically driven.
Right. I mean, people who work at the EPA have done it for multiple administrations, obviously. This is a government agency funded by our tax dollars, intended to protect our environment in our service. So if we look at who he's in bed with, it becomes so much clearer why he does what he does, as if it wasn't clear when he came in as the former Oklahoma Attorney General. Let's talk about some of the ethics entanglements. There are so many. Where to start? Let's start with Williams and Jennings. This is a lobbyist firm whose chairman, Stephen Hart, has been found to essentially be in bed or maybe in a condo with Scott Pruitt. What's the connection between Stephen Hart and Scott Pruitt?
So Scott Pruitt, when he came to D.C., decided that he needed a place to live and found a very unusual condo living situation in Washington. I live in Washington. I can tell you it's an expensive city. I used to live in this particular neighborhood of Capitol Hill, and maybe like 10 years ago. Scott Pruitt was paying less now than I paid 10 years ago in a much lower quality unit. The reason being that he worked out a deal where he would pay the owner of this condo, who's the wife of Stephen Hart, and you know there's a co-ownership type of situation, $50 a night in prime location, a stone's throw from the Capitol, in a completely absurd arrangement that no one in D.C. finds credible, because you simply can't find that type of arrangement. $50 a night, only for nights that he stays there, even though obviously he kept his things there and occupied the space. So it really quite an absurd thing. Many people are pointing to just how deeply corrupt this is and how symptomatic of everything about Scott Pruitt, because the people that he's renting from have been fundraisers for him, and they're corporate lobbyists who have a variety of clients, including, for example, one of the automobile industry policy organizations that represent Ford and others that wanted to weaken the fuel economy standards, represented by Mr. Hart's firm.
So basically, you have Scott Pruitt, the head of the EPA, renting a condo from the wife of a lobbyist, and that lobbyist represents a bunch of energy companies on behalf of whom Scott Pruitt has pushed very, very favorable policies. Pretty incredible. So among the numerous clients of Williams and Jennings, this lobbyist firm that Stephen Hart is a chair of, are energy companies like one called Cheniere Energy, which is an LNG liquid natural gas exporting plant, one called Concho Resources, and even Oklahoma Gas and Electric. Can you give us some examples of ways in which Pruitt's decisions have benefited some of these companies that use Williams and Jennings to lobby Pruitt?
Sure, absolutely. I think the most interesting one is Cheniere Energy, because when Pruitt went on a trip to Morocco a little bit back, people were a little bit curious about it. They say, well, why is Scott Pruitt going to Morocco to support natural gas exports? That's not within the portfolio of what the EPA administrator does or is supposed to do. They're not a salesman for U.S. natural gas.
He's not the energy secretary of the U.S. He's the EPA.
He's the head of the EPA. He's supposed to be cracking down on pollution from natural gas sources, not selling it to foreign countries. And so what came out now as part of all of the revelations surrounding this condo deal is that, in fact, the only LNG export company to Morocco is this company, Cheniere Energy, which is represented by the very people he's renting this condo from at a super sweet deal. So certainly lots of corruption and very problematic linkages being made to this and other projects.
Wow. So he basically, and Stephen Hart, the person whose wife he's renting the condo from, also held a fundraiser for Pruitt in 2014. And apparently he was in this house when he even met with a lobbyist from his landlord's firm. So he's actually doing business in this condo as well.
More and more stories continue to come out about about all of these angles.
And according to the Sierra Club's press release, Republican fundraisers were held at the condo while Pruitt was living there. So pretty remarkable. So this particular, how has this been received by President Trump?
Well, Trump has been curiously silent on the topic. He said there were some reports that he had told Pruitt that he was supportive by phone, which were followed by speculation that he's also said the same sorts of things in advance of other cabinet nominees getting fired, like most recently the VA Secretary Shulkin. In addition to that, he was asked a series of times at the White House on Tuesday what the position of Scott Pruitt would be, and he ignored those questions, even though he answered some other questions there. So it seems very possible that for the first time, Pruitt could well be on the ropes because of all of these corruption scandals that keep breaking out. And it looks like the pace of the news, frankly, I've never seen anything like it. There's a new story every 3 hours this entire week about ways in which Scott Pruitt is corrupting his entire way of doing business. For example, there's another one which we didn't talk so much about yet, about how there had been a request for pay raises.
Right, the pay raises. Let's talk about that.
And I don't know if you have if you want to address that. But
it was basically his own aides, two of his aides, that he approved for pay raises from, but Trump had not approved those.
Yeah, the White House declined pay raises for two of his very close aides that he had brought with him from Oklahoma, who very rapidly ascended here in Washington at the EPA. And Pruitt used special authority given by Congress for emergency hires for critical scientific and managerial positions that are really designed to be about agency expertise. He used special EPA authority to go outside of the normal hiring process to give massive raises to these folks and to hire others in somewhat murky circumstances throughout the agency. More details about that are coming out now, actually.
Wow. Then there's the 24/7 security detail, presumably government-funded security detail that Pruitt has been using during his time as EPA, including apparently he made a request for a charter jet to fly to places. It's amazing to me that these very same people, conservatives who complain and rail about government being too big, too much waste of taxpayer money, the public being too dependent on handouts and welfare, are the same ones who waste taxpayer dollars on personal luxuries. So how has Scott Pruitt wasted money, government money on, or taxpayer money on his own personal travel plans?
Well, he's wasting money left and right. You know, he's using security, quote unquote, as an excuse to fly first class all the time, despite the fact that there's no legitimate rationale there. Members of Congress from both parties have said, hey, we fly coach. Why are you flying first class? It's not that you're more recognizable than we are, for example, or any more or less controversial in many cases. So he's using security as an excuse to fly first class, maybe because he wants to avoid criticism, or he just enjoys it and it's more comfortable. But certainly that's not an appropriate use of taxpayer funds. He's being investigated by the EPA Inspector General. He's being investigated by the White House, actually. And there are numerous investigations into this behavior and other behavior. He also spent over $40,000 on a private phone booth so that he could
make... A private phone booth?
Yeah, a private phone booth that, you know, has special secret aspect to it in which, you know, his phone conversations cannot be overheard because, you know, presumably those are so sensitive. And there was already one of these at the EPA headquarters, only it was in the basement, so you had to go down a few flights. He wanted one built directly within the area of his office so that he wouldn't have to...
$40,000 taxpayer dollars, like Ben Carson's fancy dining set. I mean, again and again, we have these Republicans, these conservatives, who think that it's okay to spend taxpayer dollars on their personal luxuries, but not to actually help ordinary Americans.
Yeah, and they also spent money, over $100,000 on a private firm that was, you know, closely aligned with Republican political interests to do digging up dirt, basically, on EPA staff, filing FOIA requests and things of that nature that looks very fishy. And the New York Times had reported on it a few months ago, and it didn't look very good. So these things are piling up by the minute. Every day, literally every few hours, last week, I've never seen anything like it. More and more reports on abuse of process, abuse of people, abuse of the environment, abuse of everything.
And apparently unprecedented EPA-funded security while on non-official business, including trips home to Tulsa, Oklahoma, a family vacation to Disneyland, and the Rose Bowl game. Wow.
Right. And you really can't blame him for going to the Disneyland or the Rose Bowl game. But, you know, does he need a giant security contingent? I don't think so.
So what do you think is going to happen now? If you look at, you know, I doubt that Trump is so appalled at Pruitt's behavior that he might fire him. It's more that Trump, of course, is embarrassed by the bad publicity around Pruitt's behavior that he may end up firing Pruitt over these issues, which, of course, can be helpful to or can be a win for the environment.
Yeah, well, you know, Donald Trump has shown no compunction whatsoever about, you know, using the presidency to his own advantage. But of course, he doesn't like the optics of his cabinet doing that. And Tom Price was fired for this. Secretary Shulkin was fired in part for this. Others have been on the ropes for this. So we're looking at a very real possibility that Trump gives Pruitt the boot.
We should not be shocked in the least, right, Adam, that people who have such disdain for government and also very little experience. Scott Pruitt was Oklahoma's attorney general, but what experience did he have to lead the EPA? In fact, he's even, at least he had some government experience. I suppose we should be thankful for that, because there are plenty of others who have zero experience in heading the agencies they've been charged with, or even zero experience in government, the president himself being one of them. All of these should not, we shouldn't be surprised that we are at this place a little over a year into this administration.
Yeah, whoever runs the EPA should be someone who has a record of doing work to protect the environment. Scott Pruitt had no such record. He had a record of doing the opposite. He had a record as Attorney General of Oklahoma of suing the agency to try to prevent it from protecting Americans from air and water pollution. He had a record of eliminating his own environmental protection unit. So that's why he was picked. That's why we're seeing so many problematic things happening. You know, if you go with someone who's corrupt, doing only what industry wants, it's very likely that they're also going to be corrupt in their personal dealings and in the way they treat their office. So if I were Donald Trump, the next person I hire would be someone who had a record of actually protecting the environment instead of protecting only polluters.
That is literally the goal of the EPA, is to protect the environment. It's there in the title of the agency. Adam, your Sierra Club has a campaign. It's time to boot Pruitt. Is there, give out the website where people can read all of the detailed issues we've been discussing and find out more about the campaign?
Yeah, bootpruitt.com. We launched as part of a coalition with many other national environmental groups, including the Environmental Defense Fund, the Friends of the Earth, Earth Justice, the Legal Defense Fund, the League of Conservation Voters, the Natural Resources Defense Council, many, many groups, other groups, the Hip Hop Caucus, Green Latinos, coming together as part of a broad umbrella of environmental and social justice groups saying, enough is enough, it's time for Pruitt to go.
That's bootpruitt.com. We'll also link to Sierra Club's own website later today. Adam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
My guest is Adam Beitman, Deputy National Press Secretary at the Sierra Club, covering federal policy, politics, and international issues. We've been discussing the multiple scandals around EPA head Scott Pruitt. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find out more about us at Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.